91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 23 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Quinte West OPP has confirmed the drowning of a 16-year-old boy in Trenton. Police were called to Frankford Dam No. 1 for a missing swimmer on Saturday night. The search was called off due to darkness, but the search continued yesterday. The body of a 16-year-old male from Carrying Place was recovered from the waters. A post-mortem is scheduled today, and the investigation is continuing. Belleville Police Services is asking for the public's help after a girl was sexually assaulted by six males early Saturday morning. The victim was walking home from a local store at about 1:30 a.m. Saturday in the Catherine and Octavia Street area. She was approached by three males asking her to hang out. As they were walking through the neighborhood, they were joined by three other males. The victim was then taken into a backyard and sexually assaulted. She was taken to Belleville General for medical treatment. The suspects are all described as 18 to 20 years old, five of them being white, the other just being described by police as non-white. The Criminal Investigations Division, patrol officers, and the canine unit canvassed the area, and potential witnesses have been interviewed. Anyone with information is urged to call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. Stephen Harper begins his swing through Latin America as World Financial Markets Royal. Steve Rennie has the details.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper meets the President of Brazil today on the first leg of his swing through Latin America. Top of mind will be the dual debt crises in the United States and Europe that triggered turmoil in financial markets. Officials from the G7 and G20 held emergency talks over the weekend to discuss debt concerns in the Eurozone and the downgrading of America's credit rating by Standard & Poor's. The credit rating agency stripped the United States of its top-notch AAA credit rating for the first time, bumping it down one rung to AA+. Steve Rennie, The Canadian Press, Brasilia.
A trial begins today for a man charged in the death of an infant. Nicholas Bailey, 19 years old, is charged in the death of a five-week-old baby at a home on William Street in Marmara. Bailey was charged with criminal negligence causing death, manslaughter, and aggravated assault after the death of the baby June 10th of last year. The child was taken to hospital but could not be revived. A ride program in Trenton led to marijuana charges for a driver and passenger over the weekend. Quinte West OPP were conducting the ride program at a Front Street and Dixon Drive. Shortly before midnight, officers were speaking with the driver of a red pickup truck when they detected a strong odor of marijuana. A search of the vehicle located 170 grams of marijuana. A 24-year-old female from Hamilton and a 29-year-old Frankfurt male were arrested and charged. Both will appear in court next month. Police near Akron, Ohio are trying to piece together details surrounding shootings that left eight people dead. Ed Donahue has more.
Police say a gunman shot his girlfriend in one home, then ran to a next-door neighbor's home where he shot the girlfriend's brother. Four neighbors were also shot. Gilbert Ely lives nearby. He heard a call for help.
Ran out the front door and jumped over the little ditch and ran up the driveway. And I seen a body laying in the driveway and I go, oh my God.
Two others were shot. The gunman was later killed. Only one of the people shot survived. Ely says he knew the gunman.
People are unfriendly. I don't pay much attention to them. And he was always an unfriendly type person.
Police do not have a motive for the shootings. I'm Ed Donahue.
The weather is helping firefighters in northwestern Ontario, where 128 wildfires are blazing. Forecasters say the region could get up to 20 millimeters of rain by tomorrow morning. So far this season, forest fires in northwestern Ontario have charred about 5,800 square kilometers, an area about the size of Prince Edward Island. NATO says coalition troops are working to recover every last piece of a Chinook helicopter that crashed over the weekend, killing 30 American troops, 7 Afghan soldiers, and an Afghan interpreter. 22 of the 30 U.S. service members who died were members of the elite unit that killed Osama bin Laden. One of them was 30-year-old Aaron Strange, whose wife Kimberly received the news on Saturday.
I heard the doorbell ring, and I remember thinking, oh, it's just a neighbor. And I came upstairs, and I saw my father opening the door, and men coming inside in uniform, and I just fell to my knees. There's just the energy, everything just drops out of you, and I just remember saying, no. No.
Several U.S. officials have said insurgents apparently shot down the Chinook on Saturday as it rushed into reinforced Army Rangers who had come under fire. The price of oil has dropped 12% since the start of last week. Oil is down almost $3 this morning and is trading at just under $84 U.S. a barrel. Traders point to fears the global economy is slowing down. This could lead to lower gasoline prices in the days ahead. According to GasBuddy.com, the average price of regular across Canada is just under $1.25 a liter, down a cent and a half from a week ago. The global financial turmoil has sent gold to a new high. Gold soared more than $55 this morning and is trading at $1,708 US an ounce. Investors often gravitate towards gold during uncertain economic times because it's seen as a safe haven. And more unrest over a fatal police shooting erupted yesterday on North London streets. The protest changed location after police deployed extra officers to prevent a repeat of Saturday's violence in the Tottenham area, which appeared to be quiet last night. Commander Adrian Hanstock of the Metro Police says the copycat violence sprang up as a family held vigil for a man killed by police last week.
This level of violence escalated beyond all proportion. What was a peaceful vigil by a grieving family was hijacked by mindless criminal thugs.
The violence is casting a pall over London as it prepares to host the 2012 Olympic Games. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
The Rogers Cup is losing a little star power with main draw action set to begin today. Venus Williams withdrew last night due to a viral illness. She has missed several tournaments over the last year with various injuries. The women's tournament is in Toronto while the men's event is in Montreal. Adam Scott won his first World Golf Championship with a caddy who's been part of quite a few more. Scott chipped in and holed a 30-foot putt for birdies in a span of three holes to win the Bridgestone Invitational. He closed with a 5-under-65 that brought smiles to his caddy Steve Williams, whom Tiger Woods fired last month after 12 years. Scott says Williams gave him some good advice.
He knew I was cutting the ball well, and every hole he said, okay, you've got to hit that cut and don't start thinking about trying to draw it, because that's what's been working for us, and you know, that was the discipline we both used.
Scott won by four shots over Ricky Fowler and Luke Donald. An off day for the Toronto Blue Jays, who kick off a three-game series with the visiting Oakland A's tomorrow night. John McDonald had three hits and drove in two runs to lead Toronto past Baltimore 7-2 yesterday. The Jays took two of the three against the Orioles and have won 7 of 11 overall. The Canadian Juniors men's hockey team capped their summer camp with an inter-squad game in Fort McMurray, Alberta last night. The 47 players then dispersed to prepare for fall training camps. Canadian head coach Don Hay says he'll invite some back in December to try out for the team that will play in the World Junior Hockey Championship.
We feel that we have a lot of players that are going to come back at Christmas time and give us the opportunity to be first a competitive team and give us a chance to win the gold medal.
The Boston Red Sox are alone on top of the American League East standings after last night's 3-2 win in 10 innings over the New York Yankees. Boston is a full game ahead of second place New York, which is 2-10 versus the Red Sox this season. All 11 games on today's schedule are under the lights. Brad Keselowski won the Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway, completing 500 grueling miles with a broken left ankle. Keselowski competed with a brace on his ankle and sped off on the final restart late in the race. He gingerly climbed out of his car to celebrate with his crew in victory lane. Keselowski says the injury made it tough to compete.
It was really hard for me to get the car slowed down and push the brake pedal. And really hard to, when you do pit stops, you got to push all three pedals down. And here at Pocono, NASCAR instituted a shifting gear so you could shift, which, again, just makes it that much more complicated. You got to use both your feet at the same time.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny, a high 27, a UV index of 9 or very high. Clear tonight, a low 13. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, reaching a high of 26. Wednesday's looking wet with showers, a high 21. And Thursday, sunny, a high 23. At 12:09, it's 23 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Mark Venema.